up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. One minute you're just sitting here thinking, you know, I should probably get things rolling on the old Oompa Hour for another week. And the next thing you know, you're knee-deep in phonograph records. So here we go again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yep, great old-time music. For, well, not quite the next hour, because we got to be done in less than an hour, so all the stations that carry the show have time to do things like play commercials and do the news and all that sort of important stuff. So we need to get right down to business, though, get another Oompa Hour rolling right along here, and I think we'll do that with a great old Frankie Yankovic 45 here. Let's start things off with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and here is Tony's Polka. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. That's Tony's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. As you know, we get together each and every week here for about an hour and spin some great old-time records. That's the thing with the show, you know. Everything we play comes off phonograph records, even the scratchy beat-up ones, because those are the ones that have some soul and some character to them, you know. Like this one. I pulled this one out of the stack, and I'm telling you, I have cleaned this record twice now. With the official record cleaning fluid and the official record cleaning cloth, and I'm about ready to go put it in the dishwasher, but I thought we'd try to play it anyway. My theory is a really beat up, dirty, disgusting, worn away record has got to be a really good one because somebody really loved that record and they played it a lot. And that appears to be the case with Eddie Mac and his orchestra and the Happy Go Lucky Polka.
Thank you. it's our genuine. Genu pošlem do roboty, ja sa neniem poterím.
Ísť do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepustili mi. Ísť do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepustili mi.
Keď som spával na povali, prišla ku mne strašidlo. Mala boty aj kaloty a sa to mne páčilo.
Ísť do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepotlenivý. Ísť do roboty, môj najmilejší, ty si šikovný, nepotlenivý.
It's a happy-go-lucky polka with Eddie Mack and his orchestra. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. You could tell that record was well-loved and well-played by somebody for a whole lot of years. And that's the thing with old-time music, you know. You catch on to it, you get some favorites, and like they wind up in a jukebox somewhere and somebody plays them like 100,000 times. It wears out the record. That's how you know you got a good one. All right, let's try this one. Every band in the world just about has done the No Beer in Heaven polka. I don't believe we've played it yet by the Musicals, so perhaps it's time to rectify that.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. They said there is no beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. We'll be right back.
All right, they're just going crazy on that one. The Musicales, that is No Beer in Heaven Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, and I need to remind you, you can always contact us here at the Zumpa Hour. Very simple. You can just email us. And we do have a new email address. Now, I told you this last week, but if you remember it from, you know, weeks and weeks and months ago, we have changed. We're still monitoring the old one, but I'm not going to tell you the old one anymore because we're trying to transfer you all to the new email address, which is simply zumpahour@aol.com. Okay, everybody remembers our good friend AOL. You probably started out with AOL the first time you were on the interwebs, and it was the coolest thing ever. And a lot of us have stuck around there, and their email service is just so basic and simple and wonderful, and we love it. So if you want to get a hold of us, maybe you'd like to request a song, make a dedication, have a question about a band, or just want to say hi, you can do that. Oompa Hour. It's all one word and two oohs on Oompa. OOMPAHHOUR. One word. Oompa Hour at AOL.com. And, hey, I'll even write back to you, all right? Let us move on to another well-played record. I have Elmer Scheid and his band here on Soma Records. They were in Minneapolis on Central Avenue, Soma Records. Elmer Scheid and his band out of New Ulm here. And we have the Bye Bye Baby Polka. But I'm thinking, and I'm not sure here, and this is another one of those things that goes along with live radio. So I think we have a dirt ball on our needle. And those of you that remember records know how this goes. We got to... Hang on here. Let me just clean this off a little. All right, there. Now we're ready to polka. And you know what that is. And you kids with your MP3s, you have no idea the joys of flicking a dirt ball off your needle. Anyway, here's Elmer Scheid and the band. Elmer Scheid and the band there and the Bye Bye Baby Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. On the way, Happy Louie coming up here in just a matter of seconds. But before that, I want to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit. You know, it's not going to be that long, and spring will be upon us. Because we're just getting into the month of March here, and you know what that means. Won't be long, it'll be Easter, and it'll be nice, and you'll be traveling, and maybe you'd like to stop by and pay them a visit. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display at a World of Accordions Museum. Of course, with a name like that, what would you expect? But you also find a vast collection of music and memorabilia and history and historical documentation. Whether you want to learn about the ethnicity of the various musicians and people who played the these instruments or even how to repair them. They have an accordion and concertina repair and technician school, one of the few places in the world where you can learn to maintain and repair these instruments. They'll have their event schedule coming out for 2016. They have a lot of things going on every year. They have jam sessions. They have concerts. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have outdoor events during the summer with music and people and food and stuff. They have educational seminars. It's amazing. And you need to check it out. And if you're going to be in the area around, Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, and on up the North Shore of Lake Superior, huh, it's a pretty drive. Check it out. Find out more. www.accordionworld.org is where you find the information, okay? Accordionworld.org. It's the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, all right? Now, let's get back to some music. I promised you Happy Louie and his band on the way. This is the Rosemary Polka. There you go. That is Happy Louie and his polka band, the Rosemary Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you from beautiful northern Minnesota, like we do each and every week. And I've been told I have a Minnesota accent, but I really don't notice it myself. So I don't know, but we have people listening to the Oompa Hour all over the country. In fact, we've added a couple of more stations. I believe we're at 22 now, if you can believe that, all over the country. I'm still hoping to get somebody from Canada or Mexico so we can brag about being an international radio show. But I guess we have not reached that status yet. But we're so close to Canada, you'd think it would be easy, wouldn't you? Let's see, what do we got going on? The weather here has been a little weird in Minnesota. Yesterday, snowed like the dickens. We got about 4 inches of snow. Today, it's like 35 degrees sunshine. It's all melting, of course, underneath. That is a layer of ice from the rain we had the day before that just turned into sheer ice and ruts and yuck. And man, I am ready for springtime, and I am ready to put the snowblower away. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. A couple weeks, few weeks, month. You never really know. All right, Ample Airs Orchestra are on the turntable next. Here's the Lucky Seven Polka. Aha! Ample Airs, the Lucky Seven Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We get together every week right here and just spin some of these great old-time records that have survived over the decades. We have records going back to the 40s, the late 40s on 45s. We even get back into the 78s on occasion. Not this week, though, because you got to get out the other turntable for that. But I've threatened in the past over the many months here to do a show where we play all old-time songs off of 78 RPM records, if you remember those, the old shellac records, but haven't done it yet, but I have thought about it. And we're going to have to. You got to be careful because those records break pretty easy, and I tend not to be as careful as I should be. As long as I'm sitting here yakking, I should remind you to look us up on Facebook if you're a Facebooker. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you go for that. If you'd like to stop by, say hi or whatever. I stuck a few pictures up there and whatnot, and if we can drum up a few more followers, maybe we'll see if we can't get a little more excitement going on there. But we're on Facebook too. Just Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can always email us at oompahour@aol.com. And two, don't forget the where you're hearing this right now. Whether you're listening to a radio station or you're listening to a podcast or a webcast or whatever the case might be, send them a note or, you know, give them a call or whatever, or a little email or a postcard or something. Let them know that that you're listening to their station and that you're digging the Oompa Hour especially. But even if you just like their station, let them know, because you'd be surprised to find out how many people in the broadcasting biz don't really get any actual feedback from people much unless they're complaining about something. So if you're digging it, it would be cool if you'd let them know, all right? Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys now. And my wife, she got drunk. Great theme for a song, huh?
My wife, she got drunk and she started to roll. My wife, she got drunk and I had a her home. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy, the pots and the pans flying all around the house. You think she's trying to kill the neighbor's pet, and that's the mouse. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy, my wife got so drunk that she couldn't even see. She was kissing my neighbor and thinking that it's me. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy, my wife, she fell down and she lost her upper plate. It took 7 days and nights before she even ate. My wife, she's my life, she's my happiness and joy. But when she gets drunk, look out, oh boy.
And his Lucky Harmony Boys on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Sounds like Lil Wally's having a little trouble there. We'll see if he can't straighten that out by the next time we pull out one of his records. Now we have a band I don't recall having played on the show ever before, and we're almost into this for 2 years now. I have the Don Joe Polka Champs and the Banjo Polka, and it's kind of cool. They're on a little record label called Victory Records, and they actually have the names of everybody and what instrument they play on the record, and that's kind of tough to do on a 45, because you don't have a whole lot of label space there, and you've got that big hole in the middle, so it's kind of tough, but I'm not going to even try to pronounce their last names here, because I'm sure I'll get them wrong, but we have banjo, accordion, sax, bass, and drums. And now, wait a minute. I did say banjo. I said, I'm going to play the banjo polka. That was the first thing I said, the banjo. So let's do it. Don Joe Polka Champs here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
All right, now, so I feel misled with that record. And that's the Banjo Polka, the Don Joe Polka Champs on Victory Records. Now, that record sounded pretty darn fuzzy, didn't it? And when I look at this record, it looks like it's a brand new, perfectly good, shiny record that should have not had all that annoying surface noise on it. And you know how that kind of thing happens? It happens when somebody played that record with a crummy needle and wore out the record playing it with a crummy needle. Remember the records used to say, like on the back of the sleeve, you know, that you should change your needle every 100 hours to prevent record wear? They did not prevent record wear. And you know what else? I don't know if anybody else felt this, but I did. When we played that song right now, the Banjo Polka by Don Joe Polka Champs, did it not sound like the Ballad of Jed Clampett to you? Did it not? Now, hang on, let me put this back on the record player here, and let's try this. I'm telling you, suddenly I saw Jed and Granny and Jethro and Ellie Mae and the Cement Pond and the whole thing here. Let me just put this on again. This is called live messing around with the record is what this is called. Let me just see here. If they listen to my story about a man named Jed, don't you think a poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed? And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Am I right or not here? I don't know, but it felt like it to me. And you all should have just said, oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea, because that was your part, and I hope you did that. All right, let us press on before I sing again, because that would be really horrible. Ray Henry and the orchestra are up next. Here's the Ballroom Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. Troy Henry and his orchestra with the Ballroom Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records, spinning them here on the record player like we do each and every week here on the show. And I think it's time to move things up a couple of decades here, at least into the 80s here. I don't really have a date on this particular record, but everybody loves a great record by Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push, don't they? Well, of course they do. Here's the Going to My Girlfriend's Polka.
Jakie mi jechało swoje imię. dziewczyny, płac twojej jedynej, świeć ją księżyć, wysoko na niebie, świeć ją księżyć wysoko. Świeć ją księżyć, wysoko na niebie, świeć ją księżyć wysoko. Zraniła mi serce Zosineczka, serce Zosineczka, zraniła mi głęboko, mój Boże, zraniła mi głęboko. Zraniła mi głęboko, mój Boże, zraniła mi głęboko. Ona za mną wołała, Jasieńku, ona za mną wołała. Ona za mną wołała, Jasieńku, ona za mną wołała. Już ja więcej nie wrócę do ciebie, nie wrócę do ciebie, za to rzecz, że mnie kłódka zrobiła, bo się pokochała. Za to rzecz, że mnie głupka zrobiła, bo się pokochała.
Aha, Lenny Gamolka in the Chicago Push, going to my girlfriend's polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records every week here on the show, and we're glad to have you along for the fun. Got another vintage 45 out of Minneapolis here once again. Jerry Dustal and his orchestra. This is the Horse Gate Polka.
Thank you.
Jerry Dustal and the orchestra. That's the Horse Gate Polka. Notice the horse effect being played in there. A little trumpet horsey there, I guess. Here at Tim Zumba Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Still plenty of time to sneak in a few more tunes in this week's show. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, we always try to include at least one waltz in every show. And the time has come to take a shot at that. So if you want to slow her down a little bit, maybe get a little dance situation going there in your kitchen or your living room or whatever, I have the Bay State 4, and here's the Night After Night Waltz.
Sam siedzę i czekam, mojej ryby nie ma, pójdę ją poszukam, mojej ryby nie ma, pójdę ją poszukam, przyszedł po okienko. Przypatruję jego najmilejsza, innego całuje. Jego najmilejsza, innego całuje. Sort of high. Now I see in her arms a new love and new charm. Now I see in her arms a new love and new charm. My heart is beating fast. How could I ever last? She broke my heart in two by loving someone new.
There you go, Bay State 4, and the Night After Night Waltz, complete with a trick ending where the disc jockey thinks it's over and starts talking when they're really going to do another round at the end here, I guess. Might as well let him play. See, in the old days, we'd get a pen out at the radio station and write in on there that this record had a trick ending so that the disc jockey, in this case being me, wouldn't jump in there just because the band went da-dump-dump and you think they're going to be done and they're not, you know what I mean? Kind of embarrassing. All right, now we have, it seems to me that I've had several songs in this week's show that have Polish vocals in them, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But every now and then, I think we need to throw in a German vocal, and I don't have a lot of those. In fact, if you look at the records in the shelf here, you can see that we in the world of polka music, there are overwhelmingly more Polish polkas than there are any other kind, at least that I've been able to find records for, and a larger variety of artists as well. So it's kind of tough, but I have Prettiest Brown Eyes by Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang, and they promised me they're going to sing this one in German.
Was willst du noch mehr? Mit deinen schönen braunen Augen hörst du mich gleich glücklich so sehr. Du hörst mich zugrunde gerichtet, mein Lieber, was willst du noch mehr? Nicht Reichtum, nicht Perlen, nicht Gold und nicht Eldorenstein. Ich such Rote, hat zwar mich lieben, das bin ich in dir allein. Die Liebe, die macht glücklich, macht selig.
See, I told you we would do one where they're singing in German, and we did with Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show where we get together every week and spin some of these great old-time records. By the way, Rocky and the gang there from Glen Ullin, North Dakota. And that record's like 30 years old, and I consider that one of the newer records here on the show. So that's a little warped anyway. Jimmy Weber and the Sounds are on the way next, and it's the Pennsylvania Hills Polka.
Where I've had some fun, I've traveled the highways, I've followed the sun. But when day is over and I lay to rest, I dream of the hills that I love the best. Those Pennsylvania hills are calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their hospitality. I've seen all the valleys, I've been by the sea, I've traveled the flatlands and the whole country. But deep in my heart, there's a warm, piercing burn. Those Pennsylvania hills are where I long to return. Those Pennsylvania hills are calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality. Ja się chodziłem,
Podstałem z wieczerzy, cię szukałem, ale gdzie pobieg ja sobie bywałem, te góry nigdy nie zapomniałem. Te góry pensowani nie wołają, te góry pensowani do mnie zginają. Bo tam w tym tura pełno radości, ludzie są goście, nie piżnią miłości. Those Pennsylvania hills are calling me home. Those Pennsylvania hills where you're never alone. Those Pennsylvania hills are beckoning me. Those friendly people with their good old hospitality.
You know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, got time for maybe one more tune here in the Oompa Hour, so stand by. That's coming up here in a matter of seconds. Just want to quickly remind you now, you can get a hold of us here at the Oompa Hour on the trusty email. It's oompahour@aol.com. Oompa Hour is all one word. We're also on Facebook, so check us out there. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you're going to find us. We love to dig out your requests or find any bands that you might be looking for. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of records we haven't even touched on the show in the last 2 years almost since we got this started. And I would love to go digging for a record that you want to hear on the show. So by all means, feel free to... I was going to say, give us a jingle, but you can't do that on email. What do you do on email? You send us an electronic thingamajigger. I don't, whatever. Let's wrap it up with, I don't think we've played that. I think this band has been on once before on the show here, but not this song. Mark Vilidal and his orchestra, and this is the Girlfriend's Mother Polka.
Yeah.
right, there we go. I don't understand a word of it myself, but Mark Vilidal, that's the Girlfriend's Mother polka. And believe it or not, that brings us to the end of another darn Oompa Hour here already. How time flies when you're busy scrubbing the dirt off the records in between the songs. You just sit there and enjoy them. I'm working my butt off in here.
Getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum over in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again all over next week, but in the meantime, stay happy, everybody!